A Remembrance Day ceremony on November 11 at the Abbotsford Cenotaph will be altered due to the adjacent encampment outside of City Hall. A statement issued Monday, November 4, by the Royal Canadian Legion describes the situation as regrettable. This is far from what we hoped for to allow the citizens of Abbotsford to pay their respects at the cenotaph, the Legion said. To veterans, the cenotaph is considered hallowed ground, in the same manner we do the field of honor in cemeteries. Veterans feel that the presence of the homeless camp associated with drug use demeans that sanctity and should be dealt with. This year's Remembrance Day service at Thunderbird Memorial Square, which the encampment borders, will be restricted to those marching in the parade, veterans and dignitaries who will be laying wreaths. The event will be live-streamed on the city website and in person at Rotary Stadium. The encampment has been in place since June 29 and was the subject of recent court proceedings after the city issued a notice of trespass on September 19. Justice Sandra Suchsdorf released her ruling on October 17, which states that the encampment cannot remain, but that the city must follow a phased approach in reducing and relocating the occupants. Suchsdorf said among the conditions the city must meet when dismantling the camp are to store and protect individuals' belongings at no cost for up to 6 months, avoid taking down shelters when residents are absent, and assist occupants during relocation. As well, the justice said that displacement should only occur when adequate shelter options, including access to harm reduction services, are available. City spokesperson Aletta Vanderhaden said Friday, November 1, that the city is continuing to work with service providers and BC Housing to implement the requirements set out by Justice Suchsdorf. She said as of the day of the court decision, there were 36 tents on site and that number has not changed, despite BC Housing and community social service providers being on site each day ensuring that shelter and housing is offered to the occupants. In its statement, the Legion said the city has taken measures to protect the cenotaph, but there are ongoing concerns about the area around it, which may be contaminated by drug paraphernalia and other toxic items. The statement added that the veterans community is fully cognizant of the issues of drug use and the difficulties they create. The Abbotsford Drug War Survivors, the group representing the occupants, have referred to the camp as a protest, calling for the city to set aside municipal land for unhoused people. The link for the live stream will be posted on the city's social media accounts and on the events calendar at goabbotsford.ca when it is available. Meanwhile, a separate Remembrance Day service will be held at the Army, Navy, and Air Force Veterans Cenotaph at 30346 McNeil Avenue in Mount Lehman at 10:30 a.m., followed by a light luncheon and refreshments. Abbotsford Mayor Ross Siemens and councillors will attend, and there will be display of military vehicles and uniforms. Related: Abbotsford City Hall encampment could affect Remembrance Day services. Related: Court rules against encampment outside Abbotsford City Hall.